We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Championship is being played this week.
Tom, I'm standing here with the little sluggers and some of their parents, and I can't tell you how excited they are.
This is the Hot Corner.
Little Stan March is the pitcher for the South Park Little League team. Mr. March, you must be very proud of your son. They've worked really hard to get here, Chris, and, you know, I don't like to really trash talk, but I don't think Denver has a chance.
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
Oh, well, I'm sure some of the Denver kids' parents would disagree with you.
And oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! South Park is going down! There ain't no way some little mountain kids can beat Denver! Not with my son on second base!
On the Odyssey app.
Oh, it looks like we got some parental trash talking going on here. Mr. Marsh, any comment? Well, I think that there's a...
Mr. Marsh? Who wants to hear from a Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate Little League trash talking father. I am the Bat Dad! Bat Dad knows no fear!
And 1080.
Bat Dad knows no pain! I want you, Marsh! I want you!
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to this fantastic Tuesday. We're happy to have you. Thank you for taking the switch with us, the change in schedule.
Boy, you're throwing out a lot of SH.
I know. It was a little tricky there, but I've managed to pull it together.
Baseball's here. My buddy Tanner is already telling me about his degenerate bets that he's throwing out on the baseball season. Sunday, we're golfing, and he's like, got that Bobby Witt total bases over two. I'm like, wait, hold on. You bet
on a guy's total bases?
Yeah, just on a which... I should have asked him, what else are you laying scratch on? Because if you're laying money on Bobby Witt base total in one game to start the year, like, what else are you doing? But, hey, it worked out well.
I mean, I laid down, like, what, four home run props today? I think I hit one on the Bryce Harper Grand Slam. That was pretty cool.
I was going to say, did you, were two of the other props Bryce Harper home runs? You hit all three?
That'd be right sick. There. Just triple downed on it.
I usually
can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Well, you can't. If one guy hits, that's awesome. But if that one guy doesn't hit, you're screwed on all three. So, no, I split it up.
That'd be great if you could bet on, like, what would the odds be on just any random game? Like, yeah, this dude's going to hit three home runs.
It's got to be astronomical.
There's a two home run.
You know,
option.
I like this guy, Mike Cameron, tonight to hit four home runs.
There's a two home run option. I think it pays like plus $3,000 or $4,000 usually, but I don't think a three home run option's ever on there.
You Mariner fans, it's escaping me because it was a Mariners batter where the commentator called the home run and what type of home run. He's like, oh yeah, he's going to hit this on a 3-1 count and put him into left center field.
That was Mike Blowers calling rookie Matt Tuiasosopo's career career leadoff home run or first career home run into the left field seats.
I hate, all people named Tui Asesepo.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I hate all people named Tui Asesepo. Speaking of total bases, Mookie Betts just went deep. Tell me if you've heard that one before. Off Logan Webb, and now it's 2-2, and Freddie Freeman just hit a double.
Did he seriously go deep?
He did, yeah.
Yes! I hit two out of three today. Let's go! Let's go!
Papa needs new shoes.
So that's the tie ball game at the bottom of the third, 2-2. Logan Webb's at 62 pitches. That Dodgers lineup is going to be real tough to get through as Freeman's on second right now. What were we going to do? What were we going to do here? I completely forgot.
Something baseball related.
Baseball.
I don't know. You have your long hanging list.
Yeah.
There.
What do you guys
to the left
right now? As far as let's take Korea series out of this, but on opening day, there were two pitchers that I thought threw absolutely phenomenal. And I'm curious to hear both of you guys, your opinion. What is more impressive to you? Is it Corbin Burnes doing what Corbin Burnes does
Orioles? That was a sigh of relief for me. It's like, oh, thank God, he's still dominant.
or is it Tyler Glasnow for LA? Like, the top four hitters went 7 of 8 and scored 4 runs in 4 innings, and Glasnow's now cruising. What is a little more scary to you? Is it Corbin Burnes putting out that performance? Because, like, Taylor Wells pitched really well the other day, too.
Yeah.
And Grayson Rodriguez today, right? I think he threw today, or did he throw yesterday?
Grayson was a couple days ago. He was the second starter.
He threw well, too. So I'm curious, you know, as we look at these early things.
No Cole Irvin, that bum.
As we look at, you know.
Who loses to the Royals?
Orioles-Dodgers could be our World Series matchup. And if I were a betting man, I might say that's the World Series matchup, although I think I have the Braves going. What's more impressive / what's more important? Is it Tyler Glasnow or is it Corbin Burnes?
Well, I think that that's a tough one, because I think whenever a team gets an ace like that, you just want to see him start off the season in form like that. So the Dodgers seeing Glasnow be that ace like they knew he could be and start off that way. I think I'm going to give it to Burnes. Obviously, I'm biased, but you have an embarrassment of riches in LA. You can get whoever you want, whenever you want, seemingly. You can pay exorbitant amounts.
Yeah, like, I've heard rumors that if Gavin Lux continues to struggle, the Dodgers are just going to go get Carlos Correa from the Twins.
I mean, I couldn't tell you the Orioles' last true ace like a Corbin Burnes. I mean, Eric Bedard, for God's sake. Sidney Ponson. Like,
yeah,
what are we doing?
Maybe the 1 year of Eric Bedard before he got traded. Yeah, maybe.
Like,
I mean, then you're going back to like Jim Palmer and those dudes in the 70s and late 60s.
So to have a guy this dominant in the, like, he's one of the best pitchers in the league.
Yeah.
And so for opening day, him to come out and give up a hit, and it's a Mike Trout home run. All right, I'll take it.
Okay, yeah, we'll sign that one up.
We're good here.
And what do you have, 11 strikeouts?
I was going to say, strikeout 11. Like, that one, again, it's a sigh of relief just to see him pitch, you know, a great game. But to see him do that, it's like, all right, we're doing this. We're going for it this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited, like, to spread this to the larger reaches of the league. I felt like there were a lot of guys their first time through the rotation as the season started that looked really good.
I was going to say, if you want to have if you're a Dodger fan, I mean, seeing how Bobby Miller pitched is probably even more like, all right, we might be all right here.
Yeah, Bobby Miller was great.
Even Yoshi. I mean,
Yoshi bounced back.
Again, like,
yes,
he did. It's hard to be like, oh, good for you, Dodgers. But, like, you see those three guys, you're like, all right, I think we might be good here.
Yeah, and then it was nice. Okay, they were the Oakland A's, but, like, Shane Bieber pitched well, okay? George Kirby and Logan Gilbert threw amazing games. And seeing dudes throwing well early gets me excited. Like, it makes me happy. You know, I want to see that. I'm in some fantasy leagues, and we just started a big one that's, you know, going to potentially turn dynasty. Like, we're really trying to set this thing up to be great. And we were talking, just me and the buddies, we were like, you know, we don't do wins, we do quality starts. We were talking to ourselves, like, at the end of the week, because it's head-to-head matchup, like, quality starts, you might be winning that 3-2. And right now, I'm in a juggernaut with a buddy who, he's got 4, I've got 5. Some of that is the opening week where all the arms are throwing. But I want to see six innings. I want to see less than four runs. I want to see guys go seven. Like, Zach Eflin today threw great. He was pitching really well on opening day until he kind of lost it a little bit there in the end. But he pitched really well today, and he pitched in the seventh. Like, I want to see that. Bobby Miller, Glasnow, Yoshi, like, Logan Webb. I'm really sad that he's been touched up as much as he had because I want to see him go deep.
There's a lot of talent on LA's starting rotation. I just don't think that they're as dependent on the Tyler Glasnow performances like that. I mean, when you see a guy four and first appearance ever, you know, it's like, who cares? It's a one inning crap fest, and it's like, we give him another two shots. Dave Roberts said that. Fans gave him crap, but look, he bounced right back. So those crappy performances can come for the Dodgers. They're not like Seattle, like, exactly, but they've got, like, an extra guy waiting in the wings, and then they still have other guys that are injured that might come back. So, no, there's no problem for the Dodgers to suffer, like, a bad performance here and there. If Corbin Burnes gives you, like, three bad outings this year for Baltimore, for me, I feel like that helps sink them, and that will in the AL East, especially if the Yankees are as good. That's going to keep him down and keep him out of the wild card as well.
I can't imagine being Tyler Glasnow, and first two times through the order, you're like, we have four runs, and those guys are 7 of 8?
You're like, thank God.
You're like, holy S.
It's cool having offense.
I'm just going to chill for a minute.
Sounds like, good to me.
The pressure is off, and I'm just going to throw what I throw.
And I also want to bring up basically what I said last week, is that the Astros just seem to always figure it out at starting pitching, don't they?
You know?
Let's just have a dude throw a no-hitter to start the week,
in his eighth start in the history of his life.
Well, in his last start of spring training, he struck out 10. So it was like, all right, this guy, he's a 30-year-old rookie, essentially.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
Oh, and we still have Framber Valdez at the top of the order.
Yeah.
I'd like to slide in. Let's have a little fun. Let's make fun of teams let's make fun of stupid things. You guys want to do stupid things?
Oh, dude, I got the list of weird stadium foods for the 2024 season.
Dude, I saw one in Pittsburgh.
Like, I think I don't.
The Renegade?
I know what you're talking about. Right. It's on here, buddy.
Let's get to some weird stuff that we've noticed over the last few days. It's the Hot Corner, 10 A The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every week, now on Tuesdays. Shout out to you YouTubers that are with us. We appreciate it. To the text line as well, the Vancouver 4 text line. Thanks for being with us as we make this switch to Tuesdays. I'd like to use this opportunity to give us a shot at making fun of people that have done stupid things. Can I go first?
Go for it.
I would like to give a shout out to the Texas Rangers for hanging their World Series banner.
Crooked?
Crooked.
Dude, like, you have
one job.
How many months do you have to do that?
One job.
Did you see the Chicago Cubs and their electrifying pyrotechnics display?
I did not. Please tell me more.
They had like the, you know,
is
like,
it one of those like a guy hits a home run in the second inning and they accidentally throw off the fireworks that are at the end of the night?
No, it was their like opening day, like, hey, here's our starting lineup as they come running out of the dugout to line up there in front of the crowd and everything. And they had these like two little boxes for like, you know, fireworks to kind of spout out of.
Sure.
One of them like wasn't even working properly. It was just like
One fountain on the other side and the other one just
Exactly. Yeah. It was pathetic. Again, for the Chicago Cubs, it's like these teams, I mean, you couldn't have gone full bore with the fireworks. It was very pathetic.
The other one that I would like to shout out for just being awful, and that's you, Oakland A's fans. Look, I don't know if you just
the fans.
I don't know if you just don't want to go.
Those are fighting words.
Or
dude.
If this
Be
is
careful.
Just what we're doing here. But the Oakland A's had in their second game of the season had 3,400 people listed as the attendance that night.
Good for
that
them.
Is tickets sold. That is not turnstile number.
Good
that
them.
Is tickets sold. Right now, the Oakland A's, there is a little less than half of the league still hasn't played home games yet. Colorado, San Francisco, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, blah, 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 blah.
Colorado probably shouldn't play a home game.
But there's been 17 teams that have had home games this year. The Oakland A's have had 5 home games. They have a total of 33,520 people in attendance. That's an average of 6,700 per game.
No,
the
they haven't.
The next best team.
No way in hell they've had that many people.
It's
in
probably
seats.
Because opening day they had 20,000.
I don't even
and
believe
then
that.
And the average breaks down.
I don't even believe that.
Again, it's tickets sold, not turnstile.
How many of those people were staffers?
Right.
On
They're
field,
like, hey, you have a ticket, right?
Concessions.
You have a ticket. That would be awesome.
They're like,
if,
no, I work
Oakland,
here.
If the Oakland A's made their staff buy a ticket,
I wouldn't be surprised if they like we're gonna dock that out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
Ticket
you have
costs,
to have a ticket to get in.
That's
There's
a deduction
no back entrance.
There.
You got to come in through the front gate. They are dead last. Number two is Miami. They have 11,000 more people on average going to their games than the A's.
Well, that's going to be a rough season. They're 0-4 to start, 0-5, 0-6. And when you don't have one of the best pitchers in MLB baseball for the for all of this season, Sandy Alcantara, then, not a lot to be excited about.
Dodgers and Phillies at 1-2. Dodgers almost at 42,000. Phillies just above 41,000. And then the Nationals at 40,000.
God.
Was there on
like
average.
Nice how many games? Are there or something?
It's been one game. They had 40,000 people at their home opener.
You know, the Nationals, I am crowning them as the worst team in the MLB this season.
Which is such a bold statement, Joe.
Dude, hey.
This might be the boldest statement you have all year, as the Nationals being the worst.
They suck, dude. Mackenzie Gore got absolutely lit up
dude,
the other
day. I understand they suck, but are you watching the Colorado Rockies?
That's just one inning, okay? That's one inning.
They gave up more runs than teams have scored.
I'm pretty sure the White Sox have scored like 3 runs total.
White Sox are bad.
God.
White Sox are real bad.
Managers in danger of being fired.
The beginning of the season, we find out like, that's right. They are going to be just as bad as we thought.
We also have our first douchebag sighting of 2024.
Oh, boy.
The award goes to
Anthony Rendon.
Hoskins.
Oh, of course.
Rhys Hoskins, which... You know, I've had some conversations over the last few days with some friends. I thought it was kind of a dirty slide.
That's fundamental slide.
But there were a lot of people that were like, nah, he's trying to break up the double play. Jeff McNeil did not like it.
Oh, he was pissed.
And what I love is the next day,
when
Rhys Hoskins gets thrown behind, he wasn't hit, he's like, whoa, what the hell, man? I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you throwing at me?
Now
it's
you're
like,
a crybaby.
You're kind of a douchebag.
That's classic NBA mentality right there.
But I did love
foul
it.
On me.
On me?
What but did I do?
It did reek of Phillies and Mets hate each other.
Well, it was.
And Mets fans were like, no, we know who you are. I don't care what jersey you're in.
The Brewers are like, you don't have to do this anymore, dude.
It's a D-bag move. The slide itself, I'm sorry. I'm sure that the opinion out there is like, oh, no, it was fine. It's not.
I thought it was dirty.
There's trying to break up a double play, and then there's sliding way past the bag, and I I thought that MLB had banned that type of thing, but apparently you can still go past the bag. And for Reese to come out, call Jeff McNeil a crybaby after getting called out, and literally just, oh, you can slide, like, there aren't two schools of thought here. You're a douche.
Now, the only thing I will say for Reese Hoskins' defense is Jeff McNeil did not make the play.
Hey, mission accomplished, all right? Go just Brewers, saying. Baby.
He dropped the ball.
That's how you start.
And the Brewers are undefeated.
I was going to say, that's how you start the season 4-0, all right? He just wants it more.
That's baseball, baby.
But Reese Hoskins, also the other part of it that was incriminating is after that slide, and he was running back to the dugout, just a big S-eating grin on his face.
The
and
most like, S-eating grin ever. Like
dude, come on.
I knew what I was doing there.
What are you doing? Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
I wanted them to fight like that. Like, that'd be great. The opening weekend of baseball, and we
I'm surprised
fight.
They didn't. Jeff McNeil was like, those were vicious
fingers.
He was finger
on points. Top of him, pointing at
do that to dude. Me. Like, yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Who's the bigger bitch? Reese Hoskins or Jeff McNeil?
Reese. I'm going to give this one to Reese. I mean, also, he loses some points for the way that he spells his first name.
R-H-Y-S.
No vowels. Like, what are we doing?
Well, sometimes why?
Yeah, this is... He's the
you
sometimes.
You got me.
Reese is
Chat
the GP2
up in this BZ.
No, they would lie to me. It says there are vowels in his last
you know,
name.
I think the answer is Reese Hoskins. Yeah. I think the answer is Reese Hoskins. But there's a little bit in me, like, McNeil, if you're that hot and you've got him, you're standing, just hit him.
Well, there is a...
Just hit him.
And there is a... Jeff McNeil was, like, mincing words. He was saying there is a history. And it wasn't so much like a Mets, Philly, so, like, there is a history when they were...
Of Reese Hoskins being a douche.
When he was on the Phillies between them two. So
I mean, he got his ankle
alluding,
taken out.
He was alluding to the fact that there have been some past instances, and I haven't gone back and looked. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Again, just the Phillies-Mets aspect of it.
It's big. It's big. Yeah, and Reese Hoskins was really good till he blew his ACL. And then now Bryce plays first, so they were like, yeah, we'll see you later.
And so, yeah, I think that, again, the grin, the smile as you're running back to the dugout, that didn't do him any favors.
Dude, it is the most S-eating grin I've ever seen. Like,
he's all looking back at him, too, and smiling.
I knew what I did.
Yeah, it was like, bro, come on.
Do these happen, like, these fights a second after getting spiked ever between, like, 2 second basemen? Not that I remember. It's usually, like, somebody that's never played second, like Reese Hoskins, sliding into a middle infielder. That Reese has no idea what that feels like. And for him to just react with that S-eating grin... Yeah, it just kind of leans into how much of a D-bag he really is, I guess.
That's why it all comes
down
back.
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
Those are infielders that are like, look, dude, you know what you're doing here. You know, and Jose just decked him. Jose decked him! God, I love Tom Hamilton.
That was a great call.
He's so great.
Dude, there's this freeze frame of this point. He's definitely about to just throw out an F-bomb on top of that.
You don't effing do that! Come on, bro!
Decked him.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
I'm trying to find some more Zapruder film here of, like, when he was a Philly and if he did anything wrong.
I do agree with you, Patrick. I wish a punch would have been thrown. I hate sports guys when they're just hold me back. Like,
well,
I don't think
McNeil
stop.
Was hold me back, but if you're going to be that, to your point, if they're going to be that aggressive on top of you, pointing at you, you know what you did. You're a jerk. You're a big old meanie face. Like, just hit the guy.
No, and
just hit him. What are you going to get? 5 games? Cool.
And Reese didn't turn around until he was close to the dugout. Yeah. He literally, like, did just earmuffs until all of a sudden he starts looking back like, oh, you should have turned around when McNeil was yelling right at you when you were a foot away. You're both P-words.
I know.
All right, I'm seeing a clip here of Reese Hoskins taking a very long time as a Philly to after hitting a home run to get to home.
Oh, a little slow trot.
Yeah, very slow trot. Yeah, baby steps. Yes. He again, we'll have to maybe find the clip, but yeah, Jeff McNeil, he had some words about Reese Hoskins, and it alludes to it's like there's some bad blood between those guys.
All right, we come back. We'll get into everybody's favorite fair or foul. That's next. But first, we'll turn it over to Schultzy with a sports update.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Dude, we need more John Sterling delirious.
Ow!
Yeah, I know.
Ow!
Hey, listen, I know he's old, but I mean, play that one more time. Just the.
Which
the
one?
John Sterling. Just the
now, what did I do wrong?
Was that when he thought Giancarlo hit a home run?
I think so.
Yeah, and it was just like a double. And...
No, see, Paul Stoparlo.
Oh, John Sterling.
This is so great.
The home run stroker.
Yeah, yeah, getting Higgy with it. All right, we do this every single week at 8:30 now that we're on Tuesdays. Thank you for joining us.
Oh.
This is Fair or Foul. We'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze.
There's the green onions.
Green eggs and ham. What? Green that's onions.
Booker T.
Yeah, that's the song title is Green Onions, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, we better be talking about weird ballpark food, speaking of green onions.
Oh, I got the list in front of me. We can end the show with that?
Dude, the Renegade.
Let's do it.
The Renegade's the craziest thing I've
ever
seen.
Smash the Renegade.
All right, well, no questions about weird foods here, but I think I got some good questions in our Tuesday edition of
George Kirby is a beast! Yeah. Fair!
I agree. Nothing about him yet, though. I didn't think there was anything to argue about with him.
I loved his t-shirt and his cocky attitude at the end of that game. He was just, like, sitting back like, yeah, I threw awesome tonight. What
yeah,
do
but
want?
Don't throw me more than 80 pitches, please.
The Mariners will not
ever. I got
ever.
A family to think about.
What has he got? 3.5 seasons of control left with them? They are not going to re-sign him. They better enjoy their time with George Kirby because he will want way
look what you've
too
done.
Much money.
Look what you've
or
done.
Or Seattle my to bad. Keep him.
Fairer Kirby. Liz,
yeah,
this
fairer Kirby. Yeah, don't do that to me. I'll just go on a Mariners rant. All right, guys, we'll start off with Shohei Ohtani. Of course, the Dodgers are playing right now against the San Francisco Giants.
No,
Ohtani.
Not very good when you aren't betting, huh?
Bum, no home runs.
Yeah, that's actually kind of what I'm getting at. He has not hit a home run all season so far through 2024. He's 0-2 tonight, hitting .250 so far on the year. Mookie Betts is homer for the Dodgers, but nothing from Shohei. He's no Teoscar Hernandez so far this season.
Mookie has 5 home runs in 8 games.
That's crazy. And Teoscar has like 3. So fair or foul, guys, Shohei hasn't hit a home run yet because of that cloud of scandal still around him. Fair or foul?
I'll start with this one. I think the answer is foul. I think what's cool about Shohei and probably his approach right now is I don't need to be crazy. He's got a bum elbow. Let me get settled in on my own terms. I've got Mookie. I've got Freddie. I've got Will Smith. I'm getting jiggy with it. We're good. I think he's just taking his time. Plus, who knows what the elbow is like after surgery. He can't throw, but I have to imagine effects. You know, Bryce wasn't very good when he first came back. It's going to take a little bit. I don't think it has anything to do with the scandal. I think Shohei knows he doesn't have to rush it.
Wow, those are some bright cleats in left field for the Dodgers. Let's not
Kike.
Let's not do that. Let's not do the NBA thing where we wear shoes that don't match the uniform colors, the team colors.
I do hate that as well.
Not a fan. I'm going to say no. Foul. I take a look at it. It hits the chalk, and it goes to the left of the third base bag. This one's foul. I just still very early, and we love to overreact this first week of the season. I mean, we still got 4 innings left in this game, and then another 157 left to go.
Is Jung Woo Lee's dad in the audience? Is that what they keep cutting to?
I think
to?
That's okay. Yeah, who they're showing. He is an older gentleman of Asian descent, so I would guess that's who they're talking about.
By the way, fair or foul, is Jung Woo Lee a real baseball player? Ooh, I think the answer is fair. I like his game so far.
Yeah, you were saying that.
I like his game so far.
I like his hair.
I like his hair, too. He's a good-looking dude.
Good head of lettuce.
Good-looking dude playing center. Let's go, baby.
I say foul. I think that it's just a couple games, and he'll get it going here soon. But you do bring up a good point that I've always found weird about, and I guess it's just a very isolated case because Shohei is the only dual-threat player in the league.
Seen
is that
in 100 years.
When you know, like, the Tommy Johns obviously affects you throwing the ball, but, like, yeah, like, how
yeah,
does it
how
not
does it hit the elbow?
How does it not affect you as a hitter? That's what I've always kind of, that over the last month or so leading up to the season is kind of baffling. I'm like, yeah, he's going to play, but I was like, is it really not going to affect him hitting the ball at all? That's the one thing that does leave me a little eh, but it would not be the gambling aspect.
All right, guys, let's go to fair or foul number two. This, the manager talk early in the season always gets me. I always wonder who the first guy to be fired is going to be. I was going to put Skip Schumacher in this, but he's only been there for 1 year in Miami.
He won manager of the year last year, did he not?
Exactly, but they've started off 0-6. And it's not like Mike Matheny went any better. It's not like Mike Redmond went any better in their major league careers. I feel like, you know, Scott Service, kind of the same way. Catchers seem to be mediocre managers unless you're Joe Girardi. But fair or foul, Alex Cora will be the first manager fired in 2024. Red Sox are having, what, they're 3-2 right now?
Patrick hopes that he is.
I didn't want to put an obvious name in here, but there's still calls for him to lose his job already.
Look, I don't want to upset vaunted Red Sox fan at the station, sales bro Ryan Cooley.
Yeah, sorry, Cooley.
No, I don't think so. I think Boston, the fact that Cora won a title 2 years later, had to get fired for being a cheating scum, and then gets brought back after No, they're married to him. They're married, and I hope you are. I hope you losers stay together, and I hope you losers decide that we're in this together. It's like that couple. You're like, God, that girl kind of sucks. And then your buddy's like, yeah, but not as bad as her boyfriend. And then they get married, and you're like, well, I hope you guys live together forever. You're meant for each other. Yeah, because there's two things. One, again, I'm laughing and I'm joking that they're married to Cora because of all the garbage. But also, this Red Sox team isn't good, okay? Like, outside of Devers and maybe, what's his name? Tristan Cassis, however you say his name?
Tristan Cassis.
Cassis, thank you. They're not very good. You know, their starting rotation's not very good. So, I don't see the Red Sox firing a potential top-tier manager in baseball because the team is not built well. You know, they didn't get Jordan Montgomery. You know, they didn't get a free agent pitcher. Everybody in the club is like, yo, what are we doing here? And nobody knows. The one thing I do think they know is that Alex Cora is their guy for the future. I'll say foul. Of big-name guys that could get fired early, I mean, Boone's got to be at that list.
Dave Martinez
is probably at that list. I don't think Schumacher's at that list.
Pedro Grifol for the White Sox.
Grifol could say, he's coming off of his first season, but they just suck. Yeah, that's not really his fault.
Well, there's rumors out of that locker room that he's already lost them too.
There's also a lot of
they've already lost the fan base.
They
lost their first base coach. Literally the other day, they lost their first base coach.
Where'd
the Braves
Hugo?
I'm pretty sure it came after a delay, and the Braves went back out there. They were ready to go, and they're like, "Where's the first base coach?" They
and
couldn't find
later,
him.
Still in your mouth.
He was. There was something happening to him in the clubhouse, wherever the hell he was.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
I hope not. Hopefully, he wasn't taking a nap back there. But
my team is being ravaged so hard.
Dude, the White Sox are being ravaged.
Dude, the White Sox are bad.
I'm going to go. I'm looking up names here, and I'm just going to try and take a little guess here. Give me David Bell of the Reds.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Controversial. I love it.
He's been there for a little while. He's been there since 2019. The best they've ever finished was second in the NL Central, and that was during the COVID year. Something tells me that if they don't finish above better than third with an actually competent record in the NL Central, he gone.
What if the Astros are 8 games under 500 at the All-Star break?
I'll be jumping up and down, but
their bench coach that they had for years.
Yeah, Joe Espada.
No, I don't think they would do that.
They can't
and
cut
plus,
bait.
I don't think the Astros are going to do that because I chose them to win the AL West, so they better not.
No, they can't
Can
cut
you
bait
stop it
early.
Over there? Reel it in.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Oh, Thom. I miss you, Thom. But I don't, but I do.
I miss Brennan.
Mike Matheny of the Royals, maybe?
No. That's a long-term game.
If you're ever missing Thom Brenneman, go back and play some All-Star Baseball 2005. All right, looks like we only have time for one more fair or foul question. Guys, this was just kind of my own story watching the first few games of the regular season and after spring training, something that I've felt. I'm not really seeming to notice the pitch clock anymore. Mm. There have been a couple violations during games, and it's nice to see
opening
like,
day, there was a couple.
Exactly. The Mariners, I believe Urias was at bat, and then there was a ball given to him during one at bat, and then a strike given to him in a bat or two later. I hadn't really been thinking about it, though, up to that point. Just happened. So, guys, fair or foul, as we are a year into these rule changes, you've started to forget about the pitch clock in MLB during the game.
Well, I forgot that the Royals don't even have Matheny as their manager. It's Mike or Matt Quattaro.
Oh, Quattaro, yeah.
Did you know that was their manager?
No, I thought it was Matheny. I just said, I was like, nah, that's a long-term project.
Dear God.
Where'd who go?
Well, and I'll never forget Mike Redmond freaking out about, what was it? It was after Buster Posey got injured, and there's this clip of YouTube of him freaking after a call got changed and a run was given after his catcher blocked the plate.
I'm kind of in on this. Yeah, I have forgot the pitch clock is here. The fact that this Mariner game started at 6:30 and it's in the seventh right now. I mean, we're 2 hours into this game, and we're almost done. I've completely forgotten about it. I think that's great.
I'm going to agree as well. This one is fair. It rode that line, and it is definitely in play. And the reason is, and it's because my Orioles, they were just absolutely smashing the Angels in the first couple of games. And I was like, oh, my God, can this game get over with already? But it was just because they were putting up so many runs, Patrick.
I know. I was thinking about
just this. So many runs.
Like, Cleveland is in Seattle again tomorrow. It's 1 o'clock pitch. It's Logan Allen versus George Kirby. Allen is good for about three innings. They don't get lit. If Kirby goes seven, that game could be over by 4 o'clock, by 3:30. And I'm back in Portland by six. Like, that's insane. And I'm here for it.
And that's the story of Mike Matheny in the bird poop.
In the bird poop.
All right,
did
that
you
is
just remember we had a drop board.
That is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at 8:30. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with a little food talk around baseball. It's the Hot Corner today, the Fan. All right, coming up next week, we'll get into some more baseball news and notes as we see things going on right now. I've got on the TV Dodgers over Giants 5-2. Yarbrough's still in the game.
Giving up dongs, too.
Oh, he did just give up a dinger.
Your Jorge Soler.
But he's in the sixth.
Oh, you're behind me on this TV.
Yeah, I am behind you. But he's given up three runs in six innings, and I believe he's at 60 pitches.
Yeah. That's right.
The Giants are an interesting story that I can't wait to watch. They spent a ton of money in the offseason. Jorge Soler.
Matt Chapman,
Jung Ho Lee.
Nice. Yeah.
Blake Snell.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are names.
I'd like to see what they do. I have become a huge fan of Jung Ho Lee already. He had a really cool, he had his first home run the other day, and then he was sitting in one of those carts in the shower, and everybody was about to give him a beer shower. And they were like, do you have anything to say? And obviously he doesn't speak a ton of English, and he just looked at everybody and said, I love you guys. And then they killed him with beer.
Yes.
So that I was like, all right, I'm in on this guy. I like this dude.
Love you guys.
I didn't hear the video. I did see it, but that's great. His Instagram handle, by the way, ho, ho, ho. H-O-O-H-O-O-H-O-O. Oh, and an underscore at the end.
Love it.
Someone must have taken the original, but yeah, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, damn them.
All right, you want some foods?
Yeah,
hit me with some foods. You want some 2024 opening day foods?
Can I start with the Renegade, the one that I know about?
I mean, I think we have to because I don't know if this is, you know, an abomination, but I'd give it a chance. I would give it a chance.
What? It's a dog, right?
It's a 12-incher.
It's a 12-inch hot dog.
So you got to put a 12-incher in you.
With pickles and pierogies.
Not only that, beef pot roast and caramelized onions.
Yes, I saw the onions.
Yes.
Caramelized onions, and then on top of it are pierogies.
This article cracks me up because they describe the pierogies as...
This is Pittsburgh.
The most adorable mini pierogies. I had never heard of a pierogi described as adorable before. But here we are.
I mean, I love pierogies. Yesterday was Dingus Day. Shout out to all you Poles out there. I love a good pierogi.
What's Dingus Day?
Dingus, I don't know, dude. It's some Polish thing.
I've heard of the name Dingus, not like as an insult. I went to a school with a kid. His last name was Dingus.
Historically, a Polish-American tradition celebrates the end of the often restrictive observance of Lent and the joy of Easter.
How about that? Go Dingus Day. Good for them. In Petco Park, San Diego, Berea egg rolls. Yes.
Yes, please.
Immediately get in my stomach. We also got the extra large foot long Sonoran hot dog at Chase Field in Phoenix. That comes with smoked bacon, ranch beans, mayo, mustard, and pico de gallo.
Yeah, put that in my mouth.
I would take that without the ranch beans.
No, give me the ranch beans.
I'm not a bean guy.
Not a bean guy either.
I do not like beans.
Can I ask you, Joe? Is the Mitch and Mitch on this list? Because I got to say, what the Mariners came up with for the Mitch Garver and return of Mitch Haniger food item this year just looks awful.
They do not have that, but they do have a item from T-Mobile Park.
Okay.
Are we back on the crickets?
Oh, God. That was a... Man, that got drug out so long.
Dude, I ate the crickets. They were delicious.
They were fine. It was just on every news channel for like a month.
Well, it is crickets.
God, we are so simple as humans.
We have the Dungeness Crab Pizza.
Oh, I don't want crab on pizza.
It's sold at the Odd Pizza Stand.
No, I like their crab sandwich.
Dungeness crab meat, melted butter, herbs like dill and thyme, parmesan, and a splash of lemon. And it almost looks like a crispy sourdough deep dish almost.
The Double Mitch Witch features two different halves inspired by Mitch Haniger and Mitch Garver. The Haniger half contains grilled chicken breast, marinated tomatoes, bacon, Havarti cheese, and a fried avocado wedge.
Okay.
While the Garver side is basically a Cubano, pulled pork, Black Forest ham, Swiss cheese, Dijonaise, and sliced pickles.
Does only one side of this sandwich come with nuts?
It comes with one.
Just one side, just the Haniger side.
Down goes Anderson!
Those are flavors that do not, I guess, like, the Cubano flavor plus, like, the other has just got pork. I don't know. No, those two meats and those seasonings don't go together for me.
And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry. In ever.
Pirates are not the only one doing something with pierogies. The Tigers at Comerica Park are doing the pierogi grilled cheese slider. Which is, let's see here, potato pierogi on a slider bun with sauerkraut, Mornay sauce, fancy name for cheese sauce.
So there's a bun on something that's already encapsulated by a bun.
It's too many carbs.
Too much carbs,
too
bro.
Many carbs.
So much starch, dude. I got to watch my weight.
This might be one of the better things that's coming out of Guarantee Rate Field and the Chicago White Sox is the Campfire Milkshake. Milkshake.
Oh, I saw that.
That's like one of those shake top with graham crackers, chocolate bars, and toasted marshmallows.
There is a milkshake place on the Vancouver waterfront.
Oh, that charges like $30.
Yeah,
for a milkshake?
And it's like those stuff. That's what they make.
I've heard of that.
If it's $30 on the Vancouver waterfront, what is it at the White Sox game? $70.
$45.
I hope $5. I mean, they should be doing anything.
Put it on the board!
To get people into that stadium. Giving you discount milkshakes.
I had a $38 lobster roll at Fenway Park, but it was like big enough for my wife and I to split.
The last time I had a lobster roll was like the size of a ballpark dog.
No. This was probably the size of like this screen here on my board, and it was more than enough food for both of us. So sometimes the stadiums get it right.
The Rockies are selling 20-ounce beef ribs, a.k.a. dino ribs.
I mean, I'd get into that. Yeah. I mean, there ain't nothing else to do, and the games are going to be long because they're just scoring runs on you.
The Kansas City Royals have a burger, and the bun is dyed blue, fluorescent blue.
I don't like that. That makes me feel like I'm putting weird chemicals in my system.
Bacon, blue cheese, buffalo-style aioli, lettuce, and tomato. So,
I mean, sounds delicious.
Otherwise, it's a pretty standard buffalo blue burger.
Sure.
I'm pretty miffed. I went to a restaurant last week on Thursday, and I ordered a Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
Okay.
That was a fried chicken patty covered in buffalo or like Frank's hot sauce.
Oh, really?
It was not a Nashville
hot
chicken.
You're supposed to like pee out your bum.
I might have done that the next day, but two completely different things. Am I right?
Completely different.
The
things.
Nashville hot chicken versus a Buffalo chicken sandwich.
I have been to Prince's in Nashville, and let me tell you what, that S was hot.
I was not happy. Like, I still ate it. The service was great. They were way too nice, which made me feel like, well, okay, I can't really raise a stink. And yeah, of course, I'm still going to eat this burger.
I mean, you might raise a stink later.
Oh, I did. Hey. Again, very true. What else is on here? I mean, that's getting pretty much, what is it? The Reds have a bases loaded nacho cheese dip burger. So a couple sliders with like a helmet. You know, the little mini helmets filled with nacho cheese.
I've done those helmets of nacho cheese. Don't do it.
Right. And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
It's too messy.
The Brewers, they have the dog gone foul is what it's called. It's a hot dog, and it looks like there's a chicken finger on it. Secret stadium sauce.
That's how as bad they've been now.
It's almost like a sweet barbecue sauce. It also looks like, some tater tots on there, too. I would... Give me a doggone foul. I'd be down for that 10 times out of 10. A chicken finger on a hot dog? Has anybody ever done that before? Well, the Brewers.
I don't know. I saw KFC is going to take
too gaudy.
Fried chicken and make pizza on top of it.
Oh, the chizza.
The chizza.
Yeah, you haven't had a chizza yet?
I have not.
I haven't either. And therefore, nobody should ever have a chizza from KFC, for God's sakes.
All right. Shout out to you idiots that followed us today. Welcome to Tuesday. We're happy to have you. We'll see you next Tuesday on the Vancouver Fort Text Line. I'm watching the Red Sox versus A's right now. Listen to this stupid show. I think the Pickles draw more. You're not wrong. You idiots on the hot corner are pretty awesome. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, or ma'am, or they, however you identify.
Cheers.
We'll be back next Tuesday, as we always do, and we're happy to be here and happy to have you along with us. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos. Go do something I would do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.